So what all do you have? A business, cars, houses, properties, bank accounts? Are you concerned that any of these can be taken away from you if someone sues you? Have you done all you can to protect all of your assets? Well, you really ought to get in touch with the experts down at Barth Calderon LLP. They're a law firm that specializes in asset protection and estate planning, and they can help you protect what's yours so that predators and creditors can't get their hands on them. Give them a call at 800-548-8564. That's 1-800-548-8564 for a free consultation. Hey, tell them the Exit Coach sent you. When creating an exit strategy, business owners can't just account for the health of their books. They also must consider the health of their brand. Financials say a lot about an organization, but public awareness can mean the difference for a company that sells and a company that sits. I've known the talented PR team at HKA for many years, and I've seen firsthand how marketplace visibility equals marketplace value. If your brand needs a boost, contact the marketing communications experts at HKA by calling 714-426-0444 or visit them online at www.hkamarcom.com.
Bill Black is a registered representative with and securities offered through Crown Capital Securities LP member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Barth Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from CCS. Any opinions are those of Bill Black and not necessarily those of Crown Capital Securities LP or Barth Financial Advisors, LLC. California Insurance License 0652621.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. A beautiful day here in Southern California. We've got a great guest today. Do you ever wonder what you would do if you had a legal issue? Don't you just wish you could go to one firm who could handle all of the details? Well, stay tuned today. Our guest today is Mark Doyle of TLD Law, and he's going to talk about a law firm that can do many, many things for you and your business and your family. So stay tuned for that. We don't have a lot of time up front, but I want to tell you, if you miss any portion of this show, please just go to ExitCoachRadio.com where you can listen to the full recorded show as well as all of our archive shows at any time from your smartphone or your tablet. That's ExitCoachRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you interested in investing in real estate but lack the knowledge and know-how? VisionWise Capital provides the private investor the ability to invest in real estate one property at a time. This is not a REIT or a mutual fund. VisionWise Capital properties are located in California. Enjoy the tax benefits of property ownership and cash flow. For information on VisionWise Capital, text VisionWise with no spaces to 44222. That's VisionWise to 44222. Hi, this is Bill Black from the Exit Coach Radio Show on Sundays. Last year, a business owner friend of mine died suddenly and tragically, and his family was unprepared. In his honor, I'm giving away 1,000 of my ebooks entitled Business Continuity, 5 Steps to Protect Your Family, free. All you have to do is text the word FAMILY to 44222. That's FAMILY to 44222. Don't let your family be the victim of an unplanned business. Text FAMILY to 44222 for this free information today.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. You know, one of the best things about doing this show is the ability to go out and really talk to people that I've known for a long time. I know what their character is. They've helped me with client situations. They've helped me personally in certain situations. And my next guest is someone who fits all of those characteristics. His name is Mark Doyle. He's joining us from Treadway, Lumsdaine & Doyle, a law firm here in Irvine and with other offices around the Southland here. And they've been doing what they do for quite a while. We're going to talk about how Treadway, Lumsdaine & Doyle helps businesses and individuals deal with legal and tax issues they face in the startup, operation, and succession of their companies. So, Mark, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Bill, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. And I've really valued our working together over the years in this very area.
I don't know where the years have gone by, but I know it's been 20, maybe more. I hate to think how many more. I don't even want to know. But we've known each other a long time, and your firm has been a part of the fabric of the Orange County and Long Beach and bordering on L.A. County for so many years. Mark, tell us about the history of Treadway, Lumsdaine & Doyle, how it got started, and then we'll get into what it does and who you help.
Sure. Well, yeah, I've been here 33 years, if you can believe it. But we started out in Southeast L.A. County in Downey back in 1961, and so we were over 50 years old as a firm. Really followed a lot of our clients down to Orange County. We still have an office up in L.A. County, and actually even have an office on the west side now of L.A. And I think the firm is a unique firm in that we have a diversity of practice areas and a depth that a lot of firms don't have in those areas, including litigation, employment law, family law, corporate tax planning, practically every topic or every specialty that a small business owner or a closely held business owner would need to operate and conduct business has been our bread and butter, those family businesses here in Southern California.
Yeah, and what I've noticed, one thing about your firm, Mark, is that a lot of solo practitioners have said, you know, I don't want to be a solo practitioner anymore. I want to be part of something bigger. And you've attracted a lot of very bright and talented attorneys that's helped you round out your offerings as well. Isn't that right?
Yes. We're up to 20 attorneys now, and we have four of counsel. So folks like Bailey Smith and Rick Quinlivan and several other well-recognized practitioners have come with us just to be able to practice without all the administrative overhead that they have to deal with. So we're excited that we've been able to be part of your exit planning show.
Well, I appreciate it, and I certainly appreciate your willingness to come on board and help us out. You know, one of the things I've noticed over the years is that you've made it really easy for people. You're geographically all over the place. You have several practice areas, so someone could call you for something as simple as setting up their corporation, and you could help them throughout their whole entire life, not only on a personal basis, but on the business basis, certainly. So, Mark, what are some of the most common things that you get a first call for from a client?
Well, as you mentioned, starting a business, a lot of times dealing with a transition of a business, sometimes dealing with an unhappy employee and having to deal with that kind of situation, many times dealing with a contract issue or some other issue with the operation of their business that may have some tax implications. One of the things that I really am proud of the fact that I have a master's in tax, because I found that tax issues are so prevalent in any of the business matters that we handle these days. It really helps me find cost-effective and tax-efficient solutions for clients. And we see more and more folks concerned about the rising income tax and cost of doing business in California. And our job is to help keep those costs down.
Yeah, and that's just, again, another indication of your willingness to go above and beyond, because that's not easy to get a master's in tax, I can imagine, when you're running a busy law firm.
Took me 5 years at night, but I found it to be very interesting because I was dealing with a lot of the same tax issues with our clients as I was dealing with in the classroom. So it was enjoyable in that sense. Yeah, one of the things I'd like to talk about is that we are rebranding the firm to TLD Law, and we're offering a new program called TLD Law Plus, an innovative program that is aimed at those businesses that are concerned about rising legal costs or paying hourly to pick up the phone and ask a question of their attorney. And we're offering this TLD Law Plus plan, which includes unlimited calls and email, as well as 1 hour of legal work a quarter on a flat basis, starting at $500 a quarter. And I think it's a real value to know what your costs are going to be, have some quality legal service available to you from a broad group of professionals that offer a concierge-type service. So as we're seeing in the physician area, there's the concierge practice. We're starting our own concierge practice geared toward the business owner.
And we've talked about that in the past, that you should have a legal budget in your business. You should have something put aside, because if you're not preventing something, you might be fighting something in the future. So this sounds like an excellent strategy for somebody to put you on their budget and have access, but not just to a faceless, nameless kind of a legal plan service kind of a thing, but a firm that's full of quality attorneys that can help you in a wide variety of areas. Does somebody give you a call to subscribe to that, and then they get on quarterly retainer with you? How does that work?
Yeah. In fact, we've had great enthusiasm about the plan thus far since we've launched it in the last month. And the way that we can do that is for your listeners, we'd be happy to, if they call in, we'd be happy to schedule a time where we would actually go out to them, explain the program, see what their needs are, because we customize each program to the particular client. So one client may need more in the employment law area, another client may need more contract review. We can customize it, satisfy the needs of that particular business, and be happy to come out without any cost or obligation to visit any of your listeners at their business to discuss the plan.
I like it. So listeners, grab a pencil, get ready. We're going to give you the number in just a little bit. But again, that's called TLD Law Plus, and I really like the concept of this because it's a way that you can know that if you have a legal question, you know how it is. You don't want to worry about calling and things getting carried away and you are paying through the nose. Here you've got a way to kind of contain that cost and have somebody on your team. So Mark, we're talking to a lot of small business owners who may or may not have set up their corporation correctly. If they did set it up correctly, they may or may not have maintained it over several years. And of course, that means having the right documents in your files and recording corporate minutes,
right,
and things like that. Now, that kind of stuff can come back and hurt you at the time you might want to transition or sell your business, can it?
Right. So that's one of those calls we get from clients that either are in the middle of an exit strategy or they're in the middle of a litigation matter, and their litigation attorney has told them is they're asking for your corporate minutes, and the client's asking us to help them get those minutes caught up. And that is one of the things that ties in well to our TLD Law Plus program, because the annual update of your corporate minutes is included in that plan, because we know how important it is and how easy it is to forget. So we actually have a service now for a lot of our clients where we basically notify them of the date of their meeting and send them out an intake form so that we can make sure their minutes are updated.
That's really a great service. Now, Mark, I was at a meeting, a bunch of advisors, and they were talking about trends going on out there. And one of the trends is that a lot of business owners are moving to market. They're looking to sell their business. But many of them are saying, you know, after taxes and with investment yields where they are, I don't know if I can afford to sell my business. So I need to hang on and I need to retain my key employees. Do you all help business owners out there who are saying, how do I go from overtime president to part-time chairman and retain everybody and keep my business? Do you take a look at businesses and come up with strategies for that?
Yeah, you know that I spend probably 40% to 50% of my time dealing with our baby boomer generation and their businesses that are now coming to the point where they have to come up with a plan if they haven't already. And we do spend a lot of time looking at the options, whether it's a third-party sale or a transfer within the organization. We're currently working on a project where we've got a client that's actually doing a transition strategy along with reincorporating in Texas, unfortunately, because Texas is just a better option for his business. Succession planning and the dealing with the estate side of that as well is something that should be done. And I think the tip that I would leave with the listeners is that it is a topic that needs to be discussed, because we've seen the downside of not planning, and that planning leaves a void and a power vacuum, which oftentimes gets filled with results that nobody intended. So thoughtful business owner should have a plan and develop a plan and communicate that plan to his successors, his family.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time that basically, you know, if you haven't done this type of planning, you are not alone. I don't know how many businesses, Mark, do you first look into and see everything's perfect?
Zero. Nothing's perfect at the outset, but I think that the folks that are the progressive ones are the ones that work on it, whether it be over a period of years. Sometimes they just do it all at one time and do a big plan, and we get it all set up, and then we review it every 2 or 3 years. Other folks, you know, gradually work their plan, and it changes with the business owner's life cycle. We had one business owner that had his successor in place, and ultimately, lo and behold, that person didn't work out, so they had to change up their plan and go to a different strategy. But At the end of the day, they've given thought to it, they've communicated it, it's in their documents, it's in their estate plan, it's in their buy-sell agreements, and they've got a game plan to take care of their family if something happens.
That's the big point, is that 85% of business owners out there, from statistics I've seen, have done little or no planning on the basics, and that's where they're in trouble if anything happens. And they can come get all of those basics taken care of at TLD Law, and basically have everything from their living trust to their buy-sell agreement to their employment agreements to everything that they need to button down that if anything happens, they're going to be remembered, not for their lack of planning, but for their smart planning that they do with you. So let's get back to TLD Law Plus for a second, Mark. What is the best number for people to call in and ask about TLD Law Plus?
Here our Orange County office, 949-756-0684, or by email with, you know, my email, mdoyle@tldlaw.com, or on our website at www.tldlaw.com. We're getting ready to post a video explaining that program onto our website even further, the TLD Law Plus program. So I encourage your listeners to, you know, go onto that site and put an email into me, and we'll be back in touch with you right away.
Yeah, the beauty of this firm, folks, is that if you're listening to this on AM 830 and you can hear our voices no matter where you are, there's an office for TLD Law close to you, basically, that you can work with conveniently, again, for all of your legal issues, and they can take care of the whole span of things that might happen. Now, Mark, do you get involved with, we talked about employment, real estate, family law, litigation?
Litigation, whether it's contract or employment litigation, and another area that's growing for us is intellectual property, trademarks, mm-hmm. trademark infringements, and unfair competition claims. All of those are part of our specialties that we offer at TLD.
Okay, so let's say you're talking to a group of college students who are in an entrepreneurial class and they're all going to go out and start businesses. What are the first three things that you think they should do from a legal standpoint to develop a business structure and protect it?
It's funny you should ask that question, because we've gotten involved in the OC Tech industry, which is growing, and over at UCI we're actually sponsoring a program there on startups. And I think the first thing that we talk about with folks are two things. One is, is it time for you to form an entity, and what type of entity should it be? A corporation, an LLC, a limited partnership? And secondly, do you have employees, and how are those employees being classified? Are they independent contractors? Are they employees? What are the obligations attendant with those? And so those two things, along with, you know, protecting your intellectual property when you start off, are the key starting points for our new business owners that are coming online now.
Good point. So you're protecting your family from anything that might happen to your business by setting up the proper structure, whether that's, you know, all the different structures. How do you protect yourself from doing something wrong with employees? Because certainly when you're an employer, you have a target on your back. A lot of the time, you need to make sure you're protecting there. And then you don't want to do all the work and get your brand out there and do all the printing and the marketing and distributing just to find out that somebody else owns that brand or has some kind of designs on that brand, and you have to redo it all. So those are three very good preventative measures that, again, investing a little bit of time or getting involved in the TLD Law Plus plan can help you right from the onset to get the advice so you don't misstep down the road. And then how about for let's take a 55-year-old business owner that's saying, you know, the next 3 to 5 years, I really want to step out of this business. I either want to sell it, transfer it to family members, or some other way, change it up so that I'm not so involved, or I divest myself of the business. What are the first three things you think they should look at there?
Well, as you know, Bill, I think one of the key things that people, when they come to us with that, don't know is what is the value of their business. So we are always encouraging folks in that situation to consider having a professional business appraisal done so that they can understand what the real value of their business is and what they're looking at, and rather than talking to their accountant, or not that their accountant won't have information, but I think a lot of times you don't know really what you're dealing with until you have that valuation. So that's one thing that we encourage them to do, as well as to obviously make sure that they have the current corporate compliance in order, and have a plan for the unexpected in any mm-hmm. event. So we can always do the planning for the long term and the exit strategy, but what happens if you had a stroke, or what happens if you passed away? Do you have that set up? Then beyond that is the question of, you know, what is the strategy and which direction are you going, whether you're going inside the family, whether you're going outside to a third party, whether you're going to involve investment banker to help you, who are the professionals that should be around you for this process. So that's something that we pull together a team for them to make sure that they have the best folks working with them for that process.
So measure what you have by valuation, and then make sure there's a backup plan in case you don't, in case your plans go awry. And then, of course, make sure that everything's in order, because believe me, you do not want to get into a due diligence process to sell your business and find out after months of doing all this detail work while you're running your business, by the way, to find out that you didn't have your I's dotted and T's crossed and they just found a problem in your situation that you should have found early on. So preparing for that, so that there's not some late stage hiccups, because that can really hurt for someone if they get into that. And you know, a lot of sales don't happen because people are looking closely to make sure that what you're saying is so. And you know, after years and years, people's records can get out of line a bit, huh?
We had an example is recently we had a case where we had a client that had the business real estate and the business in the same entity. And looking forward, we said, okay, the real estate is a good investment even if you're retired. You don't have to be there to maintain the real estate. The business is the labor-intensive piece. So we worked with them to do a spin-off of the real estate from the entity, tax-free reorganization, and then allowed them the ability to sell the business to a third party while keeping the real estate for their, in order for them to be able to maintain the passive income from the rent. So there's an example of if he hadn't done some planning ahead of time, he may have been stuck with selling the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel, and you wouldn't have that, the benefit of that continued rental income.
Great point. There's a lot of different ways that you can get involved with a law firm. The beauty of TLD law is that there are many entry points depending on whether your needs are for something small or something big, something that you're planning on doing or something that's happened. You can come to TLD Law and start a relationship in. So we're going to go one more time and tell you the phone number is 949-756-0684. And again, the website is www.tldlaw.com. And Mark, it's been a real pleasure having you on, and I wish you all the best at TLD Law, and I think TLD Law Plus is something that I hope our listeners will get on the phone and talk to you about and learn more about, because it sounds like a great way to go to handle all of your legal needs out there.
Bill, thank you for having me. Congratulations on your new program, and let's get out on the golf course sometime.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I'll go look for my clubs. All right, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure to have you on, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this message, so please stay with us.
Hey, everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. I want you to take just a few minutes and think about all of your assets that you've worked so hard to accumulate in your lifetime, your business, your properties, your major assets. You're proud of those assets, and you don't want anybody to take those away. However, there are many forces at work that are out to get your assets, lawsuits, taxes, unforeseen financial calamities. You need a firm like the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group to help you look out for your assets and protect your future. They use practical and effective and elegant estate planning strategies that are individually designed to meet your specific goals and objectives. They believe in using their knowledge and expertise to create long-term effective strategies that safeguard your assets and your loved ones. Don't leave things to chance. Call the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group today and ask them how they can help you protect your assets. Their phone number is 877-774-9238. That's 877-774-9238. Tell them the Exit Coach sent you.
At BEI, Business Enterprise Institute, our mission is helping owners benefit from their life's work. We accomplish this by providing comprehensive, continual exit planning training, marketing support, certification, and plan design to business owner advisors. Thousands of exit plans have been created over the past 10 years by hundreds of advisors using our planning software to help owners grow, protect, and transfer business value. To learn more about exit planning and BEI, call us toll-free at 888-206-3009 or visit us online at www.exitplanning.com.
That's going to do it for the show today. I want to thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank my guests, my sponsors, and my producer, Julie Tabazon, for pulling the show together. It's been a real pleasure to be with you today. I want to remind you, go to our website at exitcoachradio.com, and you can dig into all kinds of interviews with advisors, including our past interviews here on AM 830. And follow us on Twitter at Exit Coach. We'll see you again next week here on AM 830 KLAA. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.